Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the radio program, wherever you're listening it from. I want to discuss some of the things that are continually out there happening today and the division that I see happening and taking place, and I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about how people are ignoring Yahweh's word, but I feel worse about how people are ignoring Yahweh's son, and people are getting away from Yahweh's plan and instructions for our lives on every area, and how the enemy is taking over and just destroying people. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And there are so many people out there thinking up all these different ways and looking for all these different loopholes and all looking for all these different ideas to get away from Yahweh and what Yahweh wants for us and how He wants us to do things, and it's not helping us and helping the community. So I've been wanting to discuss this thing that's going on with the abortion stuff that's going on. And the craziness of people just murdering their babies. And what Yahweh has given us is wonderful measure sticks to see where people are truly at. That's what he's given us today. And He warned us to stay away from those people and avoid those people. He warned us to be judgmental of people and the decisions that people are making and the things that are that people are doing that goes against Yahweh's word. And nothing goes against words more than that. In last week's teaching, we saw about the do not give your children to the god of Molech, meaning do not make sacrifices to other gods and do not sacrifice your baby. But that's what's happening today with abortion and everything else. But sin always leads to worse sin. And that's the problem we have today. And the enemy knows exactly what he's doing. And people aren't brought up in the right relationship, and they're not brought up in the right way today. And they're not understanding, learning, and teaching the right things. And this is why we're in the problems that we're having today. And it says in the scriptures, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, because you have twisted my laws and take away my guidelines. The earth will suffer, and you will suffer. And what it says, because you say it is, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. Because you have forgotten me, I forget you for being priest for me. Not only will you suffer, but your children will suffer. And when we see all of this going on, and we have all the evidence and proof of why, because the streets are filled with sin today, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to change their lifestyle and everything that's going on in their life that they think is good. I see many Christians speaking against abortion. And praise Yah, because it's nothing that goes more against His word than murdering babies. But at the same time, I don't see enough people out there speaking about the idea of relationships and how Yahweh wants us to be in relationships. I don't see parents teaching their children how to pick a spouse. I don't see children understanding about relationships at all. I don't see churches teaching about the importance of of the blood and the importance of not sacrificing our babies to Moloch. You're going to church today, and every sermon they'll take 10 minutes out, maybe 15 minutes out, to talk about tithing. But where are they taking time out to talk about the life of a baby? What, they might do one special teaching once every 6 months about it, or if it comes up in the news. But they talk about tithing every day, right? And we don't get this. We don't understand this. And it's not just for children, even for older people. I've never seen a topic that's so much of Yahweh and so much against Yahweh in one subject. Because 100% of the time when a baby's conceived, it's 100% due to a blessing from Yahweh. 100% of the time. Yahweh puts the baby there. Yahweh creates the baby. No one else, nothing else. Yahweh makes it happen. It's all Yahweh. And to take away this blessing, to take away this thing and destroy it, because you think you know better than him. The curses that we put upon ourselves for living so far against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions and what he wants us to do. But before we even go there, there's sin that leads to sin. Before people are thinking about murdering their babies, people are doing things that are getting themselves in situations to begin with. Sleeping around outside of wedlock. And doing all these different other crazy things. And then acting surprised when a baby's involved. I've never met a society that's just going so quickly down the drains than ever before. And I don't know what's going on with this thing going on with the law and everything else about the decisions to be overturned about abortion. But I already saw last night that, or heard on the radio or something, that New York's already preparing for this thing saying all people can come to New York and get an abortion if they overrule it. That New York's governors are going to make it where people can come to New York to come there and to be able to get an abortion. It could be the only state, they say, in the country that's going to be able to happen. That's not a state I want to be in. You know, so we need to pray daily for those innocent children. And we need to understand this thing. And people need to understand, before they get in relationships, Yahweh's goal of a relationship isn't just somebody that can feel good and have somebody to go to the zoo with and look at the animals. Yahweh has a reason for a relationship. And it's wonderful, fruitful outcome of children to carry on the word of Yahweh that their parents should be teaching them. Yahweh has a reason for these things and a plan for these things and a way these things are to happen. And so many of us today get ourselves in trouble, big trouble, by going to a territory that Yahweh never wanted us to go to begin with, by not seeking his words. And I'm sad to say that the majority of us have not been brought up right. And the majority of us have been there. I've been there. And it's not a good place to go, to places Yahweh doesn't want us to go. And to take things to a level in a relationship that Yahweh definitely doesn't want us to take. The enemy's goal is to take us, to make us do things out of Yahweh's order. Out of Yahweh's order. And this is what's going on in the world today. And we see the result. People, there's something wrong with people when they don't want their baby. There's something wrong with people. Like mentally and spiritually wrong when people don't want their baby. You know, and you know, praise Yah for those that have realized they made a mistake and an error, but at the same time they realize the blessing of Yahweh and they're not willing to make a worse sin after the sin they already committed. So praise Yah for all of you that have repented and kept your baby, regardless if the circumstances weren't comfortable or weren't the best timing for your life and so on. But we need to pray for those 5,000 babies that are murdered every day in this country alone, and who knows how many more around the world, because people aren't willing to repent for their mistakes. They just dig their hole deeper, and they appease the enemy more and more each day, and it's just sickening. It's just crazy. And there are literally people fighting to support the idea of murdering a baby. I don't get these people that make the decision. But then again, I do get them, because, you know, our parents didn't bring us up the right way. Our parents didn't teach us the right things. And that's what and the school system didn't teach us the right things. And even the courts didn't teach us the right things. And that's how we get ourselves into problems and all this wickedness and everything else that's attached to giving up our babies, and how many people just lives are destroyed for the terrible regret that when they realize what they actually did. But Yahweh is so great to give us another opportunity to have more children and you know, and just to bless us and so on. It's absolutely crazy. And this planned deathhood, where people bring their babies to a government-supported building that's literally killing babies, it's sickening. So praise Yah that this court ruling is going to be overturned, but people's hearts need to be overturned. That's the real issue, is people's hearts. Their hearts need to be overturned. And when people don't see something wrong with killing a baby, that's one problem. But when people don't see something that's wrong with setting up an environment where you're about to make a baby that's not the way Yahweh planned it and ordained it to be, that's a big problem. That's a tremendous problem. You know, and I pray that people are listening to this, and if you're in a relationship that seems to be heading in the wrong direction, it's time you put the brakes on things. You know, step out, step back. You don't get married just because you had a baby. You get married to make a baby. You understand that? But people don't understand that today, because the way we're taught and the way things are in this world today. And it's absolutely, absolutely crazy. So, you know, there are some people out there that haven't gotten themselves into the situation yet. And before you do, I don't want to just say young people, but even older people, don't get in a relationship with somebody who's not of Yah. You're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. Most men in this world today don't even have a decision to make if the mother wants to murder the baby. You're asking for trouble if you get in a relationship with somebody who's not from Yahweh. So make sure Yahweh's told you to get in a relationship with that person before you start getting into their business and creating bonds with people that you can't break. When you start having conversations with people and start getting personal and stuff, and you're attracted to somebody, you need to be speaking to Yahweh, not them. People say, well, how am I going to get to know them? By praying to Yahweh. Not by talking to them for hours and hours a day and getting close with them and then develop an emotional connection with them. The next thing you know, you're murdering a baby because you didn't know them well enough, or you found out who they are and then you realize that they're not the person that you thought they were, or something crazy like that, or something else. It's just crazy, this world and how people think. So parents, talk to your children. Talk to your children. And to those of you that are older, that get tempted by the devil and the enemy because you don't want to be alone and you feel you've been doing this too long, don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. It's too easy today. There are women deceiving men, and there are men deceiving women for the sole purpose of just sleeping with someone. But they don't understand the spiritual complications that happen to that. They don't understand. They don't get it. And even if they get it, they don't care, because many of them don't believe in Yahweh or believe in anything he says. And it's creating a big problem. So people need to wake up. And people also understand repentance brings refreshing. You fix a wrong by doing something right, not by doing something even more wrong. You know? You repent and keep the blessing. You don't destroy the blessing. People need to get it. They're so messed up today. So I pray people are understanding and acknowledging that forget about what the government says and what the court's saying. Think about what Yahweh says and read the word more. And it's not just hallelujah that the courts overturned this. No, it's hallelujah that Yahweh puts us straight. And one way or another, he's going to put us straight. The real sin is that a parent wouldn't want their child. It's not that this world creates a situation where it's too hard for a person to have a child or a couple to have children. No. We don't have to worry about the world when we got Yahweh. Yahweh's going to meet our needs and take care of us. And people need to understand that. People need to realize that. And I know there are people out there that made terrible mistakes in the past. And some of them may kill their own baby. But we're not to dwell in the past. You know, there are many people in Scripture that killed people. And then changed and repented. You can't necessarily take back the past, but you can change the future. So people need to understand Yah's rules and his guidelines and instructions and what he wants us to do. And I'm telling you again, when a baby's involved, it's 100% a blessing from Yahweh, but it's often a result of wicked people doing wicked things, getting themselves in wicked trouble. And I've never seen a subject where there's so much wickedness on one end and people having such an opportunity to change on the other end. But then you think about life, right? How wicked we are as people, and how great Yahweh is in Yeshua. And then you think about the idea of birth and rebirth and being born and born again, and you see all the wickedness on one side and all the righteousness and the mercy and the grace on the other. So we see the life that we could have and a life we will have. Anyone, spiritual warfare is real, folks. This is what I'm telling you. You know, my audience isn't here to discuss and debate with non-believers if it's a woman's choice or not, because that's not my choice. Any non-believer, I want them to know Yeshua died for you. Start following his word. But for those of you that call yourself believers, I'm telling you now, spiritual warfare is real. and the enemy has deceived you, if you're thinking about being physical and doing things that are going to make babies before you're married or before Yahweh has confirmed that that's the one for you to marry, it's the enemy, and it's not a wise thing. It's not a good thing. And, you know, people need to wake up. You need to wake up, you know. And trust me, I don't speak out of ignorance. I speak out of somebody who grew up with no guidance or direction from Yah's word and made many poor decisions in my relationships and have paid the price for them. You know, I'm so blessed to have amazing children. But to see this world and see people not wanting children, not wanting their children, this whole idea of birth control and family planning and all this other crazy stuff, Yahweh is the one who should decide, not you. Yahweh is the one who should decide. And he has made his decision. He's given us his answer. He told us what he wants. Be fruitful and multiply with the right person. But the enemy has attracted people to the wrong people. To the wrong people. When two come together in agreement in Yah's word, blessings will happen. But when two come together in cursing Yah's word, you're not setting yourself up for the good things that Yahweh planned for you a long time ago. You're not setting yourself up for the good and not disaster, the future and the hope that Yahweh planned for you. What you're setting yourself up for is there's a man that seems right and everything seems right in his own way, but ends in death. You know, and I'm going to say this, and I say this all the time. The Bible, we have the gospel, we have the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelations. The instructions and guidelines and everything from the past, future, and present. The Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. The Torah is the first five books of your scriptures. The Gospels are the four books of the account of Yeshua. And Revelations is the words and the revelation is the word and the prediction and the revelation of what's going to be happening in the future. Those are the books we need to understand as our foundation of everything. And every single book in between those books, including those books, are testimonials of people that either followed Yahweh's word or they didn't. And they got the result he desired or a different result. And people need to ground themselves in the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. They need to ground themselves in these words if they want to understand his desires for us. And then they could learn prayerfully and hopefully from the testimonials of others. It's easier said than done because so many people get themselves into trouble on such a regular basis. And I just see the foolishness of people walking into this and into these this information and into these ways. So I pray people get it. Get it. Don't even try it. Don't anyone even try to say I reject Paul's writings. Absolutely not. Paul was 100% along with scripture. I do not reject that. Not at all. But they're all testimonials based on the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. Everything in scripture is that. We need to understand Yah's word is his word and not add or take away, but keep his guidelines and instructions, but keep his commandments. And praise Yah that we have the opportunity to do that on a regular basis. And then repentance brings refreshing to overcome these things. But many people have gotten into a place where they can't even understand how to stay in a relationship with one another. And praise Yah, the relationship with all the crazy divorce and separation and everything else. People need to be responsible for the choices that they're making and understand these things. And this is why I talk about these things, and other, you know, ministries don't want to talk about these things. They just want to talk about, well, this is this, this, and this, you know, and things people want to hear and things people like. But no, the majority of us have made mistakes, and we need to let our children learn from our mistakes, not their mistakes, and tell them, look, this is what we did that was wrong, and this is what the scripture said to do what's right, and this is the way you are to follow, and we want to help you with that and move along with you in that. Do not get in a relationship with somebody who's not of Yahweh. Do not get in a relationship with somebody who is of Yahweh, but Yahweh has not told you that that person is your person, and get it right. And get it right. It's a responsibility and a blessing to be able to have children and raise children. And it is a crime against Yahweh to destroy and kill children. The reality is today is most men are not men, and they don't understand anything about responsibility in Yahweh. And most women are just so far away from understanding the beautiful submissiveness that goes along with Yahweh's order. And when you combine those two things, men that don't want to be men and women that don't want to follow Yahweh's order, you have what we have today. You have a world in chaos. You have churches in chaos, and you have unwanted children being conceived and being born and also being killed and destroyed. No child should be unwanted. No child should be unwanted. But this is the world we live in today. And this is how people think. This is how people act. People aren't ready for relationships. People aren't ready for marriage. And I don't care if you call yourself a Christian or a Torah believer or something else. People aren't ready for these things. And everyone wants to get on my case. We're talking about, well, why are you getting on case for the way people dress and the way people do these things? Because you end up with an immature, you know, unresponsible man is led away to an immoral and impure woman. And next thing you know, they're making a blessing from Yahweh. And then they decide to destroy and kill it. And this is creating a problem. And this is creating a problem. So people need to wake up and get it right.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. When I feel the fear come, I won't run away, even in valley. Your presence isn't all when I feel the shaking. Oh, I will stand my ground. Oh, your presence isn't all. You are with me. Father, you're for me. Fear will never conquer me. Oh, I belong to Jesus. I'm never alone. I'm never abandoned. Oh, fear you'll never conquer me. I belong to Jesus.